Thank you, Chad, for those kind words and for the even kinder work that you and the Human Rights Campaign Foundation do every day on behalf of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender young people here and across America. It is such an honor to be here at the inaugural Time to Thrive conference, but it's a little weird too. Here I am in this room because of an organization whose work that I deeply, deeply admire. And I'm surrounded by people who make it their life's work to make other people's lives better, profoundly better. Some of you teach young people. Some of you help young people heal and to find their voice. Some of you listen. Some of you take action. Some of you are young people yourselves, in which case it's even weirder for a person like me to be speaking to you. It's weird because here I am, an actress representing, at least in some sense, an industry that places crushing standards on all of us. And not just young people, everyone. Standards of beauty, of a good life, of success. Standards that I hate to admit have affected me. You have ideas planted in your head, thoughts you never had before, that tell you how you have to act, how you have to dress, and who you have to be. And I have been trying to push back, to be authentic, and to follow my heart, but it can be hard. But that's why I'm here, in this room. All of you, all of us, can do so much more together than any one person can do alone. And I hope that that thought bolsters you as much as it does me. I hope that the workshops you go to over the next few days give you strength, because I can only imagine that there are days when you've worked longer hours than your boss realizes or cares about just to help a kid who you know can make it. Days where you feel completely alone, undermined, or hopeless. And I know that there are people in this room who go to school every day and get treated like shit for no reason. Or you go home and you feel like you can't tell your parents the whole truth about yourself. And beyond putting yourself in one box or another, you worry about the future, about college, or work, or even your physical safety. And trying to create that mental picture of your life, of what on earth is going to happen to you, can crush you a little bit every day. And it is toxic, and painful, and deeply unfair. And sometimes it's the little insignificant stuff that can tear you down.